Ministers seek Alcalumber to avert costly bombshell bills in the Senate. Ministers seek the support of Senate President Davy Alcalumber to avert a wave of bombshell bills in the Senate. He faces pressure as the government tries to stop a broad package that could bring a large fiscal hit. The talks center on renegotiating rural debt, health worker retirement rules, and a wage floor for doctors, among other measures. Without a deal between the government and Congress, the outlook could worsen and the agenda could shift. This article explains who is driving the effort, what is at stake, and what could come next. Ministers seek Senate President to stop a wave of costly bills they fear widening debt relief for farmers beyond the plan. A measure for full retirement for health workers could raise costs. A proposal to set a wage floor for doctors worries the government. They also fear a plan to boost the federal share of the municipal fund and a change to the work schedule. Ministers seek Senate leader to avert 270 billion real policy cost. Brazil's top economic officials held discussions with Senate President Davy Alcalumber to prevent a series of sweeping bills that could drain the public purse. The government warns that approving these measures could total more than $270 billion in fiscal impact. The talks focused on securing a compromise that stops the bulk of the so-called bomb agenda from advancing in the Senate. Overview of the effort to avert a costly legislative wave. Brazil's top economic officials held discussions with Senate President Davy Alcalumber to prevent a series of sweeping bills that could drain the public purse. The government warns that approving these measures could total more than $270 billion in fiscal impact. The talks focused on securing a compromise that stops the bulk of the so-called bomb agenda from advancing in the Senate. Debt renegotiation for rural producers. A key concern is a bill that would renegotiate debts for rural producers. The plan began as targeted relief for producers hit by disasters, but its scope was broadened in the Senate. The Economic Affairs Committee approved the measure at the end of May, rejecting the finance ministry's suggestions to narrow its reach. It is now ready for a plenary vote. Officials estimate the bill would cost roughly $120 billion over the next decade. Health workers' retirement and doctors' wage floor. Another focal point is a constitutional amendment to grant full retirement benefits for health agents. The proposal passed the Chamber of Deputies last October and is now before the Senate's Constitution and Justice Committee. The finance ministry projects an overall impact around $100 billion. Also under discussion is a proposal establishing a minimum salary for doctors and surgeons. The measure sits in the Economic Affairs Committee, with officials projecting a fiscal effect of about $47 billion. Additional measures facing scrutiny. The government is also reviewing a constitutional amendment that would lift the federal government's share in the Municipal Participation Fund, with an estimated impact of about $10 billion. In addition, the administration faces another battle over a constitutional amendment to end the 6x1 work schedule. This proposal was approved by the chamber at the end of May, but has not yet begun its path in the Senate. Conclusion: they seek to avert $270 billion fiscal cost by blocking a wave of sweeping bills. The focal measure is rural debt renegotiation till the $120 billion over 10 years, full retirement for health workers, till the $100 billion, and a doctor's wage floor till the $47 billion, plus a possible rise in the federal share of the municipal fund and the 6x1 work schedule reform, could together drive a sizable fiscal hit. Without a deal with Senate President Davy Alcalumber, the government warns that the agenda could advance unchecked, widening the fiscal burden, delaying reforms, and shifting policy direction. The talks aim to carve out a compromise that stops the bulk of the bomb agenda while preserving fiscal stability and giving Congress room to scrutinize and adjust these measures. Frequently asked questions: what are ministers trying to do with Alcalumber? They want him to stop a wave of costly bills in the Senate. They could cost more than 270 billion reais in total. Which bill on rural debt renegotiation worries the government? The bill to renegotiate farm debts. It started for disaster-hit farmers but widened in the Senate. The Senate approved it with wider reach, and it could cost about 120 billion reais over 10 years. What about the health agents retirement PEC? It would grant full retirement to health agents. It is under the Senate CCJ after passing the chamber, and it could cost around 100 billion reais. What is the concern about the doctor's salary floor? A bill to set a minimum salary for doctors and surgeons. It could add roughly 47 billion reais in costs. What is the status of the 6x1 work schedule PEC? The government fights to end the 6x1 schedule. The chamber approved it, but it hasn't started in the Senate yet.